Welcome to 12, episode 12. This is Potrillo, and I'll be your host today.
Niggas screw their face up at me on some real shit, son, they don't want me. I cock that, aim that shit out the window, and spray the inner shell up in my heat. Y'all niggas better lay down, y'all mean stay down. Get hit with a game round, your ass ain't gon' make it. You niggas gonna get laid out, the blood in your brains out. Hey, you on the concrete, sitting ready, sticking up from Southside, motherfucker. When them gas explode, if you feel like you're on fire, boy, drop and roll. Niggas, they eat your ass up, cause they hard turn cold. Now you could be a victim or you can lock and load. The party jumping, shorty bouncing that end. I won't fuck, give me a second, I'ma holler, I'ma see what's up. I got my race in my hand, got my pistol in the trunk. Cop your ass up nice, you play me like a punk.
In my hood, niggas got love for me, but I don't go nowhere without my strap. In my hood, a little throw, a little hand to see it. Niggas just don't know how to act. In my hood, niggas is grinding me. I stay on point, I'm over my gang. In my hood, niggas might buck at me, so I keep something around the buck, man. In my hood.
Welcome to episode 12. Today you're talking to Potrillo, and I'm going to talk about the different programming languages that are out there. Recently, I was going to learn a new language, and just to know what I was getting myself into, I did some research and actually found out some interesting things about the different languages that are out there. So I'm going to talk to you about the different types of the more popular ones that are used for hacking and stuff like that. So hope you guys enjoy it. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over the different languages and give you a little bit of information about them so then you could kind of get an idea of what it is, and later on, if you want to do your own research, then you may do so. Okay, I'm going to start with assembly. Assembly is a symbolic programming language which allows you to write machine-level instructions. Basically, what this means is that you write instructions to the hardware. So, it's pretty straightforward, so you shouldn't have much trouble with that. I wouldn't recommend this to start off with if you're just learning programming. This is more of an advanced type of thing. If you've already been into programming and things like that, you already know what it's like and stuff like that. This is more like an advanced language, so I do not recommend it for noobs or whatever. The next one is BASIC. BASIC is a beginner's all-purpose symbolic instructional code. There's different versions, different platforms. This goes with Visual Basic, which has developed by Microsoft. This is code that has already been written, very user-friendly. If you're starting off, you might want to look into it. A lot of people don't like to. You might just want to look into it if you're starting off, but it's totally up to you. I wouldn't recommend it. You just probably start with something else, something that's a little bit more of a challenge. You'll learn more. That's pretty much it for BASIC. Next, we have C++, an object-oriented programming language. It's a step higher from C. It's just used to create larger applications and programs. It's very flexible. Some people say C is still better, but if you're going to learn C, I do not recommend for you to learn C++, because they're different languages, even though they seem similar. But definitely look into this before you make your decision. It's widely used, so just keep that in mind. Next, of course, we have C. C is a language that operates very close to hardware. It's similar to assembly than to other high-level languages. High-level language just means it's user-friendly. So something like BASIC would be a high-level language. So it's standardized, developed in the early 70s for Unix. Later on, of course, it spread onto other platforms. And it's used to exploit. I don't know if you've been on Packet Storm or Security Focus. The exploits are written in C or in Perl. Right now, C is the most widely used language out there, so if you're looking to exploit it, then you would want to go with that. So you should look into that. Next is C#. C# is an object-oriented language derived from C and C++. I didn't find nothing interesting about this. A lot of you may have seen this. It's the letter C with the number sign in front of it. So if you're going to Google it, you have to type in C# because C and the number sign will not show up in your browser. So if you're curious, just Google it or something and find out if it's for you. Okay, now we have Java. Java is another object-oriented language. First, it was named Oak. It was intended to replace C++. I'm sure you guys have seen it on websites as applets. It's used to create self-running applications. So, if you're into web development, you might want to look into this. It's different from JavaScript, so don't confuse it with that. So look into Java if you're into web development. Next up, we have JavaScript. JavaScript is a scripting language. It can be embedded into HTML. So if you're into web development, look into this. This is widely used. So I'm sure there's a lot of you out there. So look into that. Next, we have Perl. Perl stands for Practical Extraction and Reporting Language. Perl is a scripting language used to exploit. So if you're looking to exploit, these are one of the languages that you might want to look into. This will conclude episode 12 of TWAT. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at isidro1@gmail.com. If you're looking to look more into some of these languages, go to programmersheaven.com. They have a lot of information, tutorials, and stuff like that. Next episode with me will be on packet crafting, so stay tuned for that. Look for me on the calendar. Please keep in mind that this is my first episode, so if you hear me saying a lot or anything stupid like that, well, it is my first time, so some of the editing might be scratchy and stuff like that. So see you next time.
What's happening? It's your homeboy Little Rob, back with some more shit. You know I cruise my lowriders, but I just can't find nothing to cruise to, you know? What happened to the good music? All that holy shit. Well, this one's going out to everybody lowriding and needs something to cruise to. Watch out. All you vatos take no Little Rob, ain't no joke. So watch out, jump in my 6-3 Impala. Put down the top as I pull to the stop. Drop, roll, never can be too low, Simone. I've got low riders, hundreds of wires. White wall tires, four pumps jumps it higher than anything you've ever seen. Fucking mean, fucking clean. Can't drive too fast or swerving. Slipping and dipping, that's what we call it. That's what you do when you've got hydraulics. I seesaw it from backside to side, pancake it. We don't fake it, we just take it. Don't try to jack it, bullet holes in your jacket. From my semi-automatic, what you thought, essay? We ain't got no pride. Get ready to learn how we ride on the south side.
I was brought up in a small neighborhood, where I'm cruising, my low rise looking good. Said I was brought up in a small neighborhood, where we go cruising. Is this all to the good?
Órale, check this out. Got a bombita, 4-9 troquita, C-H-E-V-R-O-L-E-T, you don't know. 45 player, for all my oldies, 45 double M, for all them phonies. Got corner windows, and a 350, pedal to the metal, I can take off like quickly. Shit, I could smoke them, like my pistola, like a little Rob Rolla, my throat as the bomba. Nah, it ain't painted, homes is just primer. Back with some 13s and a sun visor. It still looks mean though, it still looks clean though. See it on the website, I'm drinking with my primo. www.littlerob.com. I can cruise all day and cruise all night long. From sundown till sun up, I'll cruise my toca. I'm a low rider, I told ya, I told ya.
I was brought up in a small neighborhood, where I'm cruising, my low rise looking good. Said I was brought up.
body. FLETTWOOD 1993 caddy. Extended A arms, cuz homes I play hard. Hop my carusha, up and down the boulevard. Bumping some zap jams, oldies or rap jams. Ralphie Pagan, SOS or some Gap Band. I'm the outstanding, that's why they can't stand me. Three wheels standing, hopping with smooth landings. Full rack of four tons, the more bounce, the more fun. Keeping drinks on my ride, if you bring them in, guaranteed to spill some. I won't stop till I catch my trunk up on fire. Keep on hopping till I pop a tire. Pass the wire and let it be known. I'll pay the chrome bill before I pay the phone. And that's when you know that you're a low rider. Got pride in my ride, everybody else just admire. I was brought up in a small neighborhood, where I'm cruising, my low rise looking.